KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. In the news for this Monday, it's the ninth day of November for 2020. An El Dorado County man is believed to have lost his life in a solo vehicle accident in Amador County yesterday. According to reports, late Sunday afternoon, around 4:45, the man was traveling westbound on Highway 16, approaching the truck scales just east of Carbondale Road. Traveling at an undetermined speed, the vehicle crossed over the center line into oncoming traffic, narrowly missing another vehicle. The man's vehicle then flew off the south side of the roadway, taking out over 100 feet of fencing and ejecting the driver. Unconfirmed reports say the man was pronounced dead at the scene, but the CHP's report on the accident has not been released. Now, just prior to the accident, an erratic driver was reported to authorities traveling westbound on Highway 16 outside of Plymouth. More details are expected to be released later today. The highway was closed for a short time with traffic delays throughout the early evening.
Well, as of late Friday afternoon, Amador Election Chief Kim Grady reported all outstanding ballots have been counted. While a few races may have tightened, the same outcomes as reported on Election Day still stand. Grady said her office will now work on verifying a few ballots where signatures may have come into question, but again, there are not enough of those to change the outcome of any race. The Election Department will also be awaiting any vote-by-mail ballots that may come in over the next couple weeks. And as of Friday's reporting, 22,595 ballots had been returned for a cumulative voter turnout of 87.8%.
Well, last March, Amador and Calaveras counties were part of a pilot program in which all registered voters were sent a mail ballot. Now, citing COVID-19 concerns, that was expanded to all California voters for the November general election. Well, Friday, the Secretary of State's office reported that 60% of voters statewide cast their ballots ahead of Election Day. Now the Democratic leaders of the Senate and Assembly are supporting the idea of making the change permanent for the entire state. The move would come at a substantial cost, though. The increased cost for the state to send out ballots to all voters and other related changes is estimated to be around $65 million. The move is expected to be discussed in the upcoming legislative session.
Well, five additional cases of COVID-19 confirmed in Calaveras County. Public health officials on Friday announced that COVID-19 cases included one male between 18 and 49, two females and one male between 50 and 64, one female over 65. A total of 366 coronavirus cases have been recorded in the county to date. That number made up of 200 females, 166 males. The age range with the highest number of cases remains 18 to 49 at 148 cases. That group is followed by those 65 plus at 123. Now, of the total cases, 13 remain active, 332 have recovered. The total deaths related to the virus, now 21 in Calaveras County. Currently, Calaveras remains in the minimal risk level, yellow, on the state's four-tier color-coded system that allows for most indoor operations to be open with modifications.
And even with rain and snowfall across the El Dorado National Forest this past weekend, fire and camping restrictions are still in effect to prevent an unwanted wildfire. Forest officials say we've been setting records for dry fuel conditions for more than 2 months. Each day, rangers measure the dryness of the fuels, which gives an indication of how ready they are to burn. This measurement is compared against the same day for all previous years. Even last week, the forest hit record dryness on 3 days, which set a new all-time record. As soon as enough moisture to make a difference and the fire potential is recorded, restrictions will be lifted. Now, if you're planning to visit the El Dorado National Forest or for more information, you can always contact the Amador Ranger District, 259. That's 259-3774.
And Veterans Day, this coming Wednesday, one-way veterans are being honored by giving them a day at the park for free. California State Parks, all 133 of them, allowing veterans as well as active and reserve personnel to walk right through the gates with no admission fee. State officials say that California State Parks are proud to be able to honor our military community by thanking them for their service and sacrifices to our country, and hope all veterans can enjoy one of the Golden State's beautiful parks with their loved ones. COVID-19 guidelines are still in effect at all state parks. And a reminder, some parks and their museums have a 25% visitor capacity limit.
And that, my friends, is a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.